This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Matt.
Yes.
Go.
Yeah, there's been a lot in the news this week that we've been covering. And one thing which I guess people in Victoria might be interested to hear is that the state government has announced plans for two new trans and gender diverse clinics, which is really, really cool. Yeah. And they're also, well, one of them at least is regional. There's one that's going to be opened in Ballarat, so Ballarat Community Health, and then another in Preston, which will be called Your Community Health. And basically they're going to be primarily providing care and gender affirmation services, sexual health services, alcohol and other drug services, and counselling specifically for trans and gender diverse people.
It's awesome, isn't
it? It's really, really cool. It's part of a $3.4 million package as part of the Vic budget that will also actually include training for healthcare professionals so that they know how to adequately...
And Thorn Harbour is going to be involved in that quite strongly, aren't
they? Yeah, so Thorn Harbour Health will be leading the development and help deliver tailored training for healthcare staff to provide inclusive services to trans and gender diverse people.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival has renamed the Barry Award, which was named for Barry Humphries, following the Dame Edna's personality transphobic comments.
Yeah, these comments from which some people might not be familiar with, but Barry Humphries' comments that he's made in the past about trans people, which were transphobic. They've come to light again, I suppose, because of this award that the Melbourne Comedy Festival historically delivers called the Barry Award, which is the major kind of big award in the festival. But I imagine because of opposition to these comments, they've renamed it, which I think is a positive step. I mean, even though it's symbolic largely, it kind of tells people that it's not okay to, I guess, use somebody's name who said all these terrible things about trans people in a positive kind of, you know, accolade.
And, you know, Barry Humphries has made millions and millions of dollars and a career and a life's work out of impersonating women.
That's the irony of it all, yeah.
And, you know, Barry, just for a moment, imagine that you weren't doing that for money, that you weren't doing it for attention. You were doing it because that was your DNA, that you were a trans person.
Well, that's it. It's easy, I guess.
Pathetic, for, yeah. Mate, pathetic.
Yeah. It's interesting, and every time we've ever written a story about Barry Humphries in the last couple of years, there have always been people that have pointed out that irony that, you know, for a living he's made money off of, you know, playing with gender. So, yeah,
instead of playing with himself. Next one?
So another one which is interesting, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, but obviously Brunei has introduced the death penalty for homosexuality, which is terrible. We've seen since that happened a number of organisations speak out against it. I know STA Travel have severed ties, as well as somebody else. But over the weekend, last week in Brisbane, because the Royal and the Park Hotel in Brisbane is owned by the Sultan of Brunei, so a number of advocates protested outside of the hotel last weekend, including Shelley Argent, who is from PFLAG.
Yep.
And she gave a really amazing speech at the protest about how obviously she has a gay son and she can't fathom what it would be like if, for example, here the same kind of laws were introduced where purely because of his identity, he could be susceptible to death by stoning or dying because of that. So they've called on for the government to do something. And actually, there's a petition currently circulating specifically addressed to Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten, urging Australia to take action, including, and I believe in the petition, they're wanting the government to expel their High Commissioner from Australia and also to kick Brunei out of the Commonwealth. So that's... Yeah, that's the current petition that's going on.
Well, that might be a bit hard considering that the Sultan and, Queen Elizabeth are good mates.
Well, yeah.
There's not that many monarchs in the Commonwealth. They'll tend to stick together.
Mm-hmm. But it's an interesting one. And actually, I mean, often it's easy with queer media here for us to focus on local issues. And actually, they affect us, so we would. But this story's been gaining a lot of traction around the world, but especially in Australia as well. I think because obviously there are ties to us as well. I mean, people obviously can travel there from here and... Yeah, and it's quite severe. I mean, there are people around the world that have it a lot harder off than us. So, yeah, we'll see how it develops.
So Thorn Harbour also want our community to make sure that their voices are heard in the Victorian Royal Commission into Mental Health. Pretty important.
Yeah, it's interesting. And you mentioned this before on the show, I know, Macca, that, and you actually, I think you mentioned earlier today, that LGBTI mental health is a really important issue. Mm. And, you know, things like depression, anxiety and suicide, the rates are exponentially higher within our communities. Yep. But often that's kind of left out of conversations in the more, I should say, quote unquote, mainstream or public sphere. So the Royal Commission into Mental Health, yeah, Thorn Harbour Health and Rainbow Health Victoria, which were formerly Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria, yes. They're just encouraging people to submit to this commission to make sure that the voices of LGBTI people are heard. And they've actually provided guidelines as well so that people that want to make a submission can kind of be aware of what, how they should frame it, what they can include in there, some talking points. So I know that Thorn Harbour Health and Rainbow Health Victoria, they're kind of advocating for increased accessibility yeah. in community-controlled services, workforce development for mainstream services to make sure, and I think the quote is, that there is no wrong door for LGBTI Victorians to access the support they need. Because I know, and we've written about it in the past before, I mean, some health services people have experienced homophobia or they haven't felt safe accessing healthcare for whatever reason, particularly among trans, gender diverse yes. and intersex people. So, yeah.
It's true.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.